big gentleman, and coming with gentlemen, coming to him and try to take him honorably. He was very much afraid. Anyhow, he was taken, and then Draupadi, she was very expert in cooking, and she tried his best. Oh, so many feast is finished, still the bed is not ringing, and this man's feeding, that will make the bed ring automatically. Yes? So tried her best to cook in a very efficient manner, and then distributed, and all around, and he is taking, he mixed all together, and he began to tear. But bell not ringing. Then again Bhim told Krishna, he told that the Vaishnava Seva after them, the bell ring, that not ringing, but that must have been some defect in your attempt, some offense committed against this Vaishnava. Any one of the principal persons amongst you. Then they inquired, who anyone has undermined him, what is the matter? Then at last Draupadi came, this I committed something wrong against him. What? I thought I am a good cook, not very famous, and I prepare so many curries, curries so perfectly. But this man, he put all together, mixed and take. So he comes from a lower family, a lower birth. He does not know how to test the higher cooking. So all my attempts were in vain. With so much attention, I cooked so many curries in a beautiful way. But this man all jumbled together and he was like, what mean birth, I thought. Then Krishna told, that is because. Then what to do? Again go and fetch him, then no other alternative but to satisfy him. Again they went and they anyhow took him here, and all with folded palms, oh, he's so high. No unfavorable mentality, all with reverential attitude, waiting, he is taking food. And then by every morsel, the bell began to ring automatically. Vaishnava, Vaishnava does not identify with any charming position of this world. So nahaṁ vipru na ca naraputi na pipasyu na śūdra. Neither I am a Brahmin, nor a Kshatriya, nor Vaishya merchant, nor a Śūdra. Nahaṁ varṇī na ca grihapati na vanasthu yatirvā. Neither I am a Brahmachari, nor a Grihastha, nor Vanaprastha, nor a Sannyasi. Kintu paddham nikhita paramānanda pūrṇa mṛtāpti. Then what is my positive position? That I am the Radhe Gopi Bhattu Padakamadayo Dasa Dasa and Dasa. My first aspiration is to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis. The Gopis worship him and serve him in a particular standard, and that is the highest. And my aspiration is concentrated to that direction, avoiding all other side temptation of different position. No position I want, but only the position of the servant in that particular camp where the dedication was so much. Dedication is so much degree. our self-forgetfulness and self-dedication is so high and so noble, I only want to be a particle. In the feet, just as Uddhav told, I want to be a straw in a grass, blade of grass or a something, that naturally their feet just flows on my head. That is the aspiration. That is our beacon call. Gopi bhutta pada kamalayu dasu dasanu dasa. Leaving aside all our temptations, whatever, are offered to us from different directions. They will come automatically to divert, to examine, to test our validity, our chastity. They will come in magnitude, different types. But our aim should be only there. As it is told that Arjuna, after their finishing of this training, the Dronacharya put a bird, artificial bird on the top of a tree and asked his disciples, please mark the eye of the bird. Then all came, so from Yudhishthira, what are you seeing? I'm seeing everything, the whole bird tree, everything. Then Arjuna was called, and what do you say? You have to mark the eye of the bird. I am seeing the bird, whole bird? No. Only the head? Whole head? No. Then only the eye? Yes, throw the arrow. So our attention towards our goal will be of that accuracy. Standard of that accuracy, that only the eye seeing the gopi bhutta pada kamalayu dasu dasa, all is eliminated, all sides. Gopi bhutta pada kamalayu dasu dasa, in that very line, the lowest position does not matter, but must be in that line. That is ours. This is Mahaprabhu's direction. This slok comes from his own holy mouth. Nahang Vipru Nachanarvati Nampi Vashu. Each slok, and these also are several slokes, one of slok is this. Nahang Vipru Nachanarvati Nahang Nomanastu Jatidba Nahang Vadni Nachakrishapati Nomanastu Jatidba Kintu Paddhani Kila Paramahananda Puru Nami Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayu Dasu Dara. That is the only aim and object of our life. We shall try to reach to that goal and to get the lowest surface there in that camp. That is our desired camp. Goal, holy goal, goal, holy goal, 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 goal,
goal,
goal, goal, goal, goal, goal, goal,
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Downstairs.
Yes.
Return from Apanya.
Mahananda Prabhu is here.
Mahananda will come.
Yes, he is here. Yes.
Unaffected.
Unaffected.
While he studies.
Mahananda is unaffected.
Troublesome journey.
But Dayadhara is something affected.
Yes.
Three gentlemen came at night from Calcutta.
Can't follow. They are gone.
They arrived last night with letter from Mandir.
Leaving me.
India.
They are leaving me. I thought I can jump to the dark.
Machine, here, machine.
Here. Ask your Gaur Krishna.
কালকে রাত্রে এসছে প্রপন্ন চিঠি দিয়ে পাঠিয়েছে একজন হিন্দুস্থানি ইউপির লোক, সে কিছু তেল দিয়েছিল জন্মাষ্টমীর সময়, একটিন তেল দিয়েছিল একজন ডোনার পরিচিত লোক। আর একজন বেহালায় বাড়ি চাকরি করে গভর্নমেন্টে, ওর বাড়ি নবদ্বীপে, আর তার এক বন্ধু, এই তিনজন এসছে।
তিনজনের একজন দুজন বাঙালি, একজন পশ্চিম,
একজন পশ্চিম, একজন ইউপি ম্যান, একজন ইউপি ম্যান, সেই ক্যালকাটা ফ্লাওয়ার মিলে চাকরি করে। সেই ফ্লাওয়ার মিলে আমাদের কিছু আটা দিয়েছিল আর ও নিজে একদিন তেল দিয়েছিল।
তিনজন না দুজন এসে,
তিনজন, দুজন বাঙালি, একজন
নন্দলাল দেব গোস্বামী।
নন্দলাল দেব গোস্বামী কে আছেন জিজ্ঞাসা করছেন?
কে ছিলেন
নন্দলাল দেব গোস্বামী? কোথায়
ওনার নাম? ওই গৌড়িয়াতে লেখা আছে অনেকবার
নন্দলাল গৌড়িয়াতে লেখা আছে। কি বলে লেখা আছে?
উনি অনেক মানে আর্টিকেল লিখেছিলেন।
দেব গোস্বামী তো কেউ ছিল বলে জানিনি, তবে নন্দলাল পণ্ডিত একজন ছিলেন মেদিনীপুর বাড়ি। তিনি কিছুদিন পরবিদ্যাপীঠে মাস্টারি করেছিলেন, লেখাপড়াও করেছিলেন, বৈঠক বৈষ্ণব মঞ্জুষা টঞ্জুষা কাজে সাহায্য করেছিলেন পরবর্তীকালে। নন্দলাল তিনি তো দেব গোস্বামী বলে, দেব গোস্বামী সাধারণত ব্রাহ্মণ কুলকে বলা হয়, ছিলেন বলে ছিলেন না কি আমি জানি। কোন ইয়ার গৌরীয় কোন ইয়ার? গৌরী 36 আর গুরু মহারাজ দেয়ার নন্দলাল দেব গোস্বামী ডোন্ট ফাইন্ড এনি মার 36। Where is name mentioned?
There was one article, actually several articles.
Article on? What subject?
Shraddha, different things, on bhakti, shraddha.
Don't remember any Nandalal Dev Goswami. As far as I know, there is no such man.
উনি বলছেন ওতে সন্দেহ আছে নামটা দেব গোস্বামী কিনা পণ্ডিত কিনা।
দেব গোস্বামী,
দেব গোস্বামী অথবা পণ্ডিত, এটা ওর নাম
পণ্ডিত হবে, সে ছিল একজন নন্দলাল পণ্ডিত। দেব শর্মা, যেস ব্রাহ্মণ দেব গোস্বামী, ইজ বর্ন অফ এ ব্রাহ্মণ ফ্যামিলি, and Vaishnava Pandit, Sri Deva Goswami.
I think he was a disciple of this Vishwambar Ananda.
Who?
Vishwambar Ananda.
Vishwambar Ananda. I didn't know him.
There is
Vishwambar Ananda. Vishwambar Ananda, he took the title of the Vishwananda Dev Goswami, that might be. And his disciple may be such, but he is not included in Gaudiya Sampradaya, our Sampradaya. Maybe someone else. Gopi Vallapur, Vishwambar Ananda, they are. They took the title of Dev Goswami, and his disciple maybe the Dev Goswami, but he is not our group. Bhavananda Bhaji. Sarva Bhavan Kinaga Tashu Bhaji Shira. কীর্তন করছে কৃষ্ণ আজকে কি উজ্জাবচর কীর্তন
The Shuddha Nam. Shuddha Nam.
Shuddha Nam.
Can that is vibrated by the higher Vaishnava.
That?
The higher Vaishnava.
Higher Vaishnava.
Can vibrate Shuddha Nam.
Shuddha Nam. Higher Vaishnava Uchadigari
I want to say the neophyte devotee, a neophyte.
Neophyte devotee.
A neophyte devotee and their vibration of Krishna Nam. Like you quote Jagadananda Pandit saying Namakar Bahirai. So what is the value of the chanting of Krishna Nam of a neophyte devotee?
Atasri Krishna Namadi no Havid Grajam Indriya. Sivan Mukhi Jivadu Sayanir Vaspuratala. We may take the name for many ulterior purpose. And suppose there are dacoits who may take the name for their successful operation. Then there are many karmakandi for the welfare of their family, for money, for health, they also take the name. So, name may be used for various purposes, but that those are not name proper. We cannot engage the Supreme into our, to serve our lower purpose. Do you think that we are using him for our service, but he cannot be used in our service? He can't come in that level. Does not care to come. So the pure name is there when the relationship is proper. He is master, we are servant. And that also not temporary, but we are permanent servant and he is our permanent Lord. With this idea, when we take name, we come in connection with reality. Otherwise, we are in the fictitious world. So, Atasri Krishna Namadi, hence, so, the name of Krishna, so not only name, Naam, Roop, Goon, Lila, everything concerning Krishna, no bhavish grajyam indiyai. It is not a display of our senses. Only our physical tongue cannot pronounce Krishna proper. Only the word, physical word we may produce in the physical tongue, but there Krishna may not be present there. Krishna is there, our spiritual connection is there. And the spiritual connection with him, that means that serving attitude. Any connection of Krishna, we are to get only with serving attitude. In the domain of renunciation and also in the domain of enjoyment, no Krishna comes. That is the idea. No how is this? Savan mukhi jivharo sarve vasprattada. When we are in serving attitude, he himself comes to that plane. The connection with the original we can get when we are in serving mood. Then he will come and connect. Otherwise it is imitation. Everything is imitation without serving attitude. We can't have and come in connection with the higher substance without serving attitude. The serving attitude takes us in connection with that higher substance. And he, pleased by my serving attitude, he comes down in this material, in the form of material. Then, when he connects with me in soul comes down through soul, through reason, through mind, then in this physical plane of tongue, then the tongue automatically dances by, actuated by his inspiration. Then it is Krishna. So sadhu, without sadhu, and the sadhu is he who has no aspiration but the service of Krishna. So that is all may be imitation, but there may not be presence of Krishna really. That is the idea. And that is the main thing of the preaching of Gaudiya Mission. The imitation, the Sahajiya section, all imitation is not the real thing. To be real, we must have connection with Him, and to have connection with Him, we must have serving attitude. Then we can have the pleasure of the connection of the higher source that will come down to this Lord. We cannot go up to Him, but He can come down to us. Avaroha Pantha. Avaroha, He can come down, He can come here, He can descend. By ascending method, if we assert ourselves as a subject, we cannot catch Him. He is not within the jurisdiction of our subjective attitude. But he will take initiative and satisfy our serving attitude, and He will come down to our level. His gross, devil soul, though fine in comparison with the worldly materials, but it is gross in comparison with Paramatma, Bhagavan, or they are finer and finer. They can connect with this matter, gross, but the gross cannot, at sweet will, cannot connect with the subtle. That is the idea. So, Yamani Vaishya Vanyate Tena Lobha. He voluntarily comes to contact, then we can have Him. Otherwise, by our own ascending attempt, we can't go to Him. Everything coming down, all His connections, and the effects, different effects of His connection, that He's coming down. He's coming down. He can connect with us, but we cannot connect at our sweet will as a subject. But we can feel that He has come down to capture me, and I am the instrumental. I am an instrument, I am playing at His hand. I am playing at His feet, He is playing with me. And I am feeling, I can feel that He has come down to my plane and handling, and make me dance in any way He likes. The initiative will come from the higher. So ours is surrender, submissiveness, to draw His attention towards us. All that we can do in that way. To attract Him, please come and touch me. Please come in my heart, in my level, and give me your companionship, all these things. From our side, negative side. And the positive attempt should be taken by Him, that decision. And He will come down, then there will be connection, otherwise not. That attitude has been described here. He may care for me or may not care, ignore me totally. it is His sweet will. Only I can try to draw His attention towards me as a poor soul. In that we can have connection. Otherwise, all is imitation. If He does not come to give His connection, and I think that I have got His connection, and all this hypocrisy, all may be played as hypocritically played, showed to the others. To the lower section that I am a devotee. That is all false play. So it is difficult to ascertain whether anyone has got his real collection, because the devotees, they have got the nature, no, I am not getting him. I am trying, but my prayer is not sufficient to attract him. I am not getting his connection. He will feel like that, but still he may have connection. That is a peculiarity. Though he is an instrument in his hand, still he will say, no, no, I have got nothing, no collection of him. I am an unfortunate man. Rather, that will be the sign. When one says, I am not getting his connection, I am committing is all nama varat, not even nama vas, the devotee may say, but still there may be the real presence of the name. Na prema gandhasti darapi miharu karandami shauhak. For whatever I am saying to the world, that is a show, mere show, imitation. Otherwise, if I would have his collection, then by separation, I could not live at all. None can live. One's connection, having connection, and then after separation, one cannot maintain his life. He's so charming, so attractive. Impossible to live without his direct association. If really anyone has any connection with him. So in fact, devotee does not say that he is a devotee. Devotee. By the consultation, the scriptures, and the help of other devotees, we have to ascertain whether he has got sincere attraction and devotion for the Lord, and by other activity that he is under, that khantira bhattha kalatya virakti manasunnata asabandha samutkantha namagani sadhariti asaktistat gunakhyani pritistat bhasadvistharit. When the first connection will come in the heart of a devotion of Krishna, then these signs will appear in him, these symptoms, khanti. If any place, any loss, anything, oh, let it go on. You won't pay much attention to any other incident. Let it go. Abhartha kalatya. It will be very particular. That is not a minute, second, goes without a recollection of the Lord. A second may not be lost without his remembrance. Virakti. Generally he would have apathy to any other worldly thing than Krishna consciousness. Manasunnata. And if he is insulted, he won't care for that. For the name and the pain, he won't care. Because Manasunnata, Asabandha. He will have this expectation that one day, surely I shall have some grace of the Lord, one day. Samutkanta, but at the same time, I am not yet getting anything substantial. I can't trace any connection of Krishna with me. That will be, that eagerness will be there. Namagami Sadaruchi. And always he will try to take connection of the divine name. The name is the only means to get his connection. So if he is engaged here and there, that also may be sad, but still he would have his mind would return to this singing of the name. Whenever getting any chance, Namagami Sadaruchi. Asaktistad Gunakhani. He was very much, he feel much encouragement in describing so many good qualities of Krishna, of the Lord. Ritistad Bhattarishi, he would have particular attention for the place where Krishna showed his Lila in Vrindavan, Navadvipa, or similar places where he had any pastimes. He would have a special attraction for those various places. Pritistad Bhattarishi, this Vasatistali, Ittadayanu Bhavasu, Yata Bhavankuri Jani. If on the first connection, primary connection we get with him, then these signs will come. All will be testless without his connection in these sort of ways. Won't have it. All will be testless, and only this will be testful in different ways. Krishna consciousness will be testful, ruchi, our internal attraction towards Krishna. Other things will be testless. These are the signs of progress by which we can understand whether one has got the grace of the Lord or not. And Sehaman, Panay, Raghun, Rag, Bhav, Mahabhav. These are the stages, and there are signs, symptoms also have been described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And in the highest level, in Madhura Rasamrita Jal Nirman, we have kept it on our head. Bhakti, Parishan, Bhavu, Virakti. Progress can be measured by these three things. Then in Bhagavatam it is said, Bhakti, Parishan, Bhavu, Virakti, Rannatra. Taishyati, Kariko, Kala. These three things will be found simultaneously. Bhakti, this tendency of service, will be increased, bhakti, parishan bhava, some sort of conception, who is he, what type of things is he, some sort of conception will come, not this material thing, this archamurti, then this avatar, then this vaibhava, buho, all these ideas will gradually develop in him, Swayam Bhagavan. Then Swayam Prakash, Prabhava Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash, all Vrindavan Lord and the Vaikuntha Lord, Parishan Bhavu, are unnatra virakti, are anti-Krishna consciousness, it will be very much sympathy for this and apathy. Feel disturbed if any other proposal comes to him than Krishna consciousness. Annatra vivati. Tika eko kala. Papadya manasya yathasmata su tushti pushti khuda payuna dhatam. Just as a man, when taking food, three things occur. What? Tushti. When hungry, he has some dissatisfaction in him. When hungry. That is, by every morsel taking, the dissatisfaction due to hunger will be removed. Tushti, pushti, And when hungry, he is weak. The weakness also be removed by every marshal. Tushti pushti, as khuda pai. And the tendency to eat, that will also decrease. Like three things, just one, when he is hungry man taking food, by every marshal, these three things will be found there. So also, one, when he is approaching towards world consciousness, from towards God consciousness, three things. That bhakti, parishan, bhavu, virakti. The serving tendency will increase more and more, and he will have some conception. What is that? What is that? How? What is Shiva? What is Ram? What is Krishna? What is Narayana? All these things, some idea he will have clearly, gradually. Parishan bhava unnatta vidakti, and the non-Krishna thing will be very repulsive to him. Kudapar, bhukti, tushti, pushti, kudapar. Before that, nishtha will have to come. Nishtha nairantarya, that continuous consciousness. Continuous God consciousness that is eliminating the object of enjoyment and renunciation, both. Bhukti mukti spriha javat pishachi. These two are considered as demons. Pishachi. Pishachi paide mutichanna, undesirable position, just as ghost takes position. So the aspiration for enjoyment and renunciation, like two ghosts, has taken possession of us, our soul. And we must get out from the clutches of that, of those two sea ghosts, Rakshasi, Pishachi, sea ghosts. Sea ghosts giving adornment has kept us under her, under their clutches, within their clutches. So our aspiration for renunciation as well as for exploitation must have to go. Then the third plane is service. Service in itself would be very much pleasant to us. One can take and one can give also. By giving something one can feel pleasure, and also taking possession also one can get pleasure. But there is difference in quality. Quality. So here, by the exploitation pleasure, then the taking it on the rest pleasure, that should be ignored, and the service pleasure, though apparently exercising energy so much and the sin to labor, but that would be very sweet to him, to serve. Service will have a very important importance in him. Dedication, we will feel pleasure by dedication only. And dedication, calculative dedication and spontaneous infinite dedication. And the infinite, unlimited dedication and the love for that will take us to Goloka, Vrindavana, the land of love. Love is such, finding pleasure in giving, not in taking. Taking is dishonorable.